Arctic Village, Alaska, March 15th, 1960. With special guests of Mrs. Rita Thomas, Mr. Paul Nelson, and Reverend Mary Trelease. Mrs. Marie B. Mott is principal teacher. Mr. Robert F. Mott is general assistant. The service begins with a candlelight ceremony by the children holding candles as the guests enter. Then the National Guard presents arms.
Let's change them and
Mr. Jones, yes. Janice, would you want to do that as long as Paul isn't here? Do you want to say the prayer, the opening prayer?
Mm-hmm. Lain lagi, siapa yang dapat cuci baju?
Thank you, Bob. I would like to talk a little bit tonight about the meaning of dedication, what dedication means. When you dedicate something, you set it aside for a special purpose. Tonight we're dedicating our new school. We're setting it aside as a place for the whole community, the grown-ups and the children and the teachers, to move to get more learning, and as a place where the people can get together for the good of the village, for the good of the village, for meetings and other things that take place. Most important is the fact that this is a place where your children and your children's children will be educated, so that they can take their rightful place in this country with the rest of the children. School is a place where the children learn many things, and so it's a very important place. But the children can't take the whole responsibility of caring for the school. Everyone has to help in keeping the building in good condition, and keeping it nice so that it'll be a place to be proud of, even after it's been used time and time again. The teacher can't do this alone, the grown-ups can't do it alone, and the children can't do it alone. Every one of us has the responsibility of working together to keep this school looking good, so we can be proud of it for many years. This is our first new school, and if we don't take care of it, after a while we just won't be able to be proud of it because it won't look good and it won't be a good building. So this is why we are here tonight, to dedicate the school to the whole community. To set it aside as a place that everyone can use. Thus, we must remember that this dedication gives everyone an added responsibility. It gives us all the responsibility of taking care of the building. It gives us the responsibility of keeping our village still looking good, so that your children and your children's children can always be proud of it.
That
Now we'll have Gilbert Joseph, Sarah Tripp, and Maggie Gilbert give us a little bit of the history of artist relations and how it started.
Can I interpret
what
my guest
says is possible? Yes, I didn't know you wanted to, but we'd like to have it in.
Whatever these things that are coming into us, we all appreciate it and I'm very thankful for it. The first time I came here was, it was back in 1928, and ever since then we started to work together and try to build up things, usually on the street. And now, it just as well as all here with us now. It finally got all here. And during those times, Albert usually tried to direct us under and according to what the Bible says about working together within community. In 1941, that's the first time Evan started the school. And then Catherine carried it on until 1948. And I don't remember that whether we paid them or they did not pay or not. But they did, they got some pay, but not very much. And during that we were working together like that to build up the school, we did went through a lot of hardships and things like that. And right now, as I am and everybody are, and we are very thankful, beyond all things for all that is being done. And I hope that all the kids here and the kids, all the kids in the future will remember all these things for us.
Who's going to take the first part? Sarah, would you?
No. So, no, no, my dad is here. It's not just an angel.
Thank you. सब कम खाते को तुम ये पैर लगोगा आई आई तो मेरा सर है
Thank you.
She's telling about the first fragrance they receive here of this week. She said, her stepfather was the one with the chief, his name was Chief Peter. That's the name that he's known by. And when he received the first class, and then they had some kind of ceremony. Everybody gathered up and they took this pole up, you know, and then everybody gathered up under the pole, and then they started raising the flag on the pole, and everybody gathered up and started praying, and they're praying as they the flag goes up to the, on the pole. Then the chief said that they're going to have a dance that night. And everybody was happy. They're going to have a dance in the spotlight that night for the class. And then they had a dance that night. And what they danced on was they unripped the boxes. They took the basket off, and then they just put the board down, and then they danced on that. Through the boxes and ripped up. And they danced on that all night, and then they had a potluck and ate. Mostly meat, nothing else. Meat. That's all they had to eat for that night. And when they were dancing, they were wearing only just fur pants and fur pants and so on. All the women and all the children, everybody. That was happening. She was Lois Ann's age. How old is Lois Ann?
Yeah, gone. She's in my care for her.
ഇഷ്ടപ്പെട്ട കൊണ്ടാകാൻ കുറച്ച് ഭാഷയിട്ടാക്കാൻ കാരണം ഞാൻ തെങ്കിയിലെ തെങ്കിയിലെ തെങ്കിയിലായ തെങ്കിയെ ചെറുക്കാൻ ഇവൻ ട്രസ്റ്റ് ചോദ്യം ഹോസ്റ്റ് ഞാൻ ചാപ്പിക്കുകയും ശ്രദ്ധാശ്വ ഞാൻ ഇത് ആയിക്കോട്ടെ ഞാൻ കുറച്ച് I believe you could put St. Clair right there down. Now, I see. All the trip. I do. You go here. You have to fall. You have to see a quarter. Don't you could see.
The next people that built the house up here, over here is
Albert Chris and him and Elijah are the ones that were and the next ones that go to heaven. And he said, in both cases, most everybody are just having fun. They haven't gotten very much in a serious mindset. And after about all the stuff they're building in church, he said. And he said some of them, they told him all building it. And when it, some Albert said, but then this building is for those who want to pray or call a service or anything like that. That's what he put it up for. He said that's what Albert called him. So from then on, most every night everybody go over there and read their Bibles over there and gather up in there and read their Bible. And he said, when he was saying that, once when I came up to live here, I realized that it's a rule for me to live where there's no pain and no foolishness. He said, I've been there ever since. He said, I've been there ever since. He said, I've been there ever since. He said, I've been there ever since.
Thank you.
Please, you took a moment from Italy. Look at how handsome I am. He's got so little hair. He's got some little sun. Yes. That's what he has. Well, he went to a couple of things. That's the other one. That is a set of studies.
I'm going to take a look at the phone.
this evening.
Thank you.